considered the most important agreement since the six-party talks were launched in 2003. The September 19 document stressed that the Korean Peninsula will be denuclearized in a peaceful manner. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the joint statement reached a decade ago is not outdated and is still the best solution to the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue.
919共同声明是六方对世界
We call on all parties to reconfirm the content, principle and concept made by the statement. The joint statement is an open and solemn commitment the six parties made to the whole world. Each party should keep their promises and fulfill their commitments. We call on each party concerned to take the opportunity of the statement's 10th anniversary to retake their duty and responsibility confirmed in the statement.
Wang says it's urgent for all parties involved to reactivate the joint statement and make efforts to create conditions, reach a consensus, and pave the way for the resumption of the six-party talks. Back in September 19, 2005, the fourth round of the six-party talks reached an agreement to facilitate the denuclearization process of North Korea. The U.S., North Korea, China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan made the commitments in a joint statement on the date. However, North Korea carried out a rocket launch in April 2009. Pyongyang then pulled out of the talks in protest against U.N. sanctions.The process has been at a standstill ever since. Guo Xuengang, Vice President of the China Institute of International Studies, reaffirmed the importance of the September 19 statement despite major setbacks in the multilateral negotiations.
解决半岛问题的一个根本的目的
The fundamental purpose of resolving the Korean Peninsula issue is definite and cannot be changed. That is, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This is the commitment each of the six parties has solemnly made to the international community in the September 19th joint statement.
In late 2012, North Korea conducted a long-range missile launch.And another nuclear test in early 2013. Earlier this month, North Korea has declared the restart of the atomic fuel plants, prompting speculations that the country is preparing for its fourth nuclear test. Man Haifeng, director of the Korean Peninsula Studies Center in Eastern Liaoning University, has appealed for new ways to reboot the six-party dialogue.
At present, it is necessary to apply a new way of thinking and to seek a new way to solve this issue. That is, to create dialogue opportunities by cooperation, as all parties need cooperation. North Korea needs foreign cooperation in its economic development. On the other hand, it also needs all kinds of international support in its efforts to seek national security.
Some 100 experts and government officials from China and related countries have attended the two-day international seminar over the weekend. For CRI, I'm Mo Mo Zhen.